It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Google Executive Chairman Eric Schmidt is due in Washington today, answering questions before a Senate panel about whether the company engages in anti-competitive behavior. Google has a 65% share of the search engine market, but it says if people want to try something else, all they have to do is click away. We asked a few listeners to click away for a day to other options. Becky Berriman of Minneapolis sampled DuckDuckGo.
A lot of times I search for definitions to words or phrases just to make sure I'm using them correctly. And what DuckDuckGo would do is it would put up a little box right at the top of the results with the actual definition to the word, which I thought was really helpful. Google will just give you a link to the definition.
The search engine Bleko works very differently than Google, something that John Wiener of Los Angeles struggled with.
I happened to be looking at the guy who wrote the theme song to the show Full House, Jesse Frederick, and I was like, oh, I want to see what his album cover looks like. And it was really hard to find an image of good quality and good size. You have to type in, like, Jesse Frederick slash images, because it's based on a slash system. There's a whole video that you have to watch in order to understand how the function works on Bleko. You know, of course, I Blekoed myself, and it was pages upon pages until I could find anything, whereas Google was like, you're talking about this guy, right? And I was like, yeah.
Then there's Bing, the GoBots to Google's Transformers. Jen Raffensperger of Columbia, Maryland gave it a try.
I do most of my searching from the toolbar in Firefox. So I just switched the default to Bing and used that when I needed it. And honestly, comparatively, the results I was getting that way are kind of on an equivalent with Google.
Aside from these experiments, our testers use Google most of the time in daily life. And as they do, Google watches, observes, learns, remembers. Eli Pariser is author of The Filter Bubble, What the Internet is Hiding from You.
Originally, Google was based on this PageRank algorithm that looked at the web and tried to figure out which pages were linking to which and used those as kind of votes for which pages were most authoritative on any given source. But over the last 10 years, Google has realized that that's only, you know, part of the equation. And the other big piece is what people are actually clicking on when they search for a given topic. And by getting a better understanding of exactly who's looking for what, Google can serve people up individualized, personalized results that Google would say anyway would give them sort of more of what they're searching for. But what that means is that basically Google has 10 years worth of learnings from this, you know, incredibly enormous pile of data that they've collected on who's clicking on what. And that advantage just grows and grows every day.
Of course, Google isn't just search. It's Gmail, YouTube, Google Maps, tons of other things. They don't all dominate their categories like search does, but Pariser says they all have their function.
Basically, all of those services support each other so that, you know, it becomes increasingly easy to use Google search. And Google understands that it doesn't take much friction in order to change behavior. If it's just one little click or one little step out of the way, a lot of people will go with the default. And in any of these services, the default is Google.
Author Eli Pariser. We have more on this story at marketplacetech.org. While you're there, you can sign up for our daily memo, read our blog, catch up on previous episodes. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.